Monday night and the day to Shlomo as well.
There's a lady, and she dashed into the supermarket to go and get some shopping for her mother. She was in her mummy's for a few minutes, came out, sat in the car machine, and on the windscreen is a little package that no one wants to see. A little envelope. No one wants to have those packages on there, one of the things she got out. It's a parking ticket of $95. What did she do wrong? She parks on a disabled bay. So she's very upset. She's making all funny faces. All of a sudden, a man walks past her. Doesn't know her at all. He says, "Lady, are you okay?" She says, "I tell you, I can't believe it, sir. She's got a parking ticket. I went to get my mother some shopping. I don't know what happened today." She says, "Not worry. Today is Purim. It's a very happy day. How much is the parking ticket for?" $95. I go, "Here's $100. Take the $100 and enjoy Purim. Forget my ticket." I said, "Thank you so much." I said, "It's very, very nice. I really appreciate it." And she went, she was right. She said, "Hey, well, I told the son the story." She said, "Mummy, I can't believe it. I these people how they are." So, the son learned in Rav Chaim Berlin's yeshiva. And he said over the story to Rav Aaron Schechter, who was Rosh Shiva there. Rav Aaron Schechter said over the story in the shmul, whatever. He burst out crying because of the story. He says, "Me ka'amcha Yisrael, where do you ever find anywhere in the world a nation like us? I think we have to appreciate who we are," what he's saying. Amazing. Someone doesn't know anyone else, but a decency, a nice thing to make someone happy. Right. So I get a parking ticket. I shouldn't get a parking ticket, Rabbi said. If I do, and anyone's near me, you help me out. Sorry? Nah, not anymore. That was the 1950s. Not £30 anymore, I don't think. I don't think so. Right, Rabbi said, very, very interesting today. Let's just make a quick recap what we learned yesterday. Yesterday was... It was Maariv on Erev Shabbos, and Maariv on Shabbos. You done a Maariv on Shabbos after the night, come on the Shabbos, and then you'd realize you've not done Mincha. So we went through various scenarios, and we said, the problem is that Shabbos had taught us in the Dorim to be shown your Kabbalah. At the end of the day, the Mishnah was not happy with any of this. He doesn't like this. So the bottom line is, the Chorah, that once the person has said Baruch Hu, which this person had, he had said Baruch Hu, he didn't become a Shabbos actually earlier. He doesn't. We hold by Shalom is Kabbalah Shabbos, means Moshir is any one of these, whatever the minig is, any one of these is Kabbalah Shabbos, either by Shalom, either Miz Moshir or Baruch Hu, which he's done on three of them. So he was Makabal Shabbos. Now, once you're Makabal Shabbos, it's a serious problem. The best thing we said yesterday to do is to finish off Maariv and then daven afterwards a Tashlumin or Mincha. Nothing you can do. That's the best thing we said you should do. Right? That's more or less yesterday's share. Now, today, also, things get very complicated. Let's just start from the beginning. Let's get the Mishnah Berurah and everything out here, first of all. So, there's a halacha in Siman Kuf Hei about a person who has done twice when I was supposed to get the halacha, first of all. Siman Kuf Hei. Habispal shtei tefillos, someone who has done two tefillos, zu ach zu, one after the other, sorich lahamti vein zu zu. He has to have a pause between the two tefillos. The shir is kedei hilach arba amos, the amount of time it takes to walk 4 hours, not very much, in order that his dash and yusheres, he should be at ease, he should rush into one thing or another. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. To go in shachris or musav, someone has to have a shachris and then musav straight after, oi, or sheshochach malay espal, and you have to do tashlumin, you mustn't start the next Manessa straight away. You have to have a bit of a gap. Now, he says, on that, Mishnah Berurah carries on. Hina, if you mash your word Siman Kuf Ches, Mishnah Berurah, what I've explained to you in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuf Ches, that, someone forgot Maariv. He forgot Maariv tonight. So he's got to learn tomorrow's Shachris twice. That's scene one. Forgot Maariv, has done a Shachris two, twice. Or Bein Sheshachar Shachris, also I forgot to have a Shachris, he has done Mincha twice. In both those cases, which says you have to say Ashrei in between. Interesting halacha, actually. So someone forgot Maariv tonight, so tomorrow he finishes the Shachris for Esra, says the Mishnah Berurah, he says Ashrei, and then does Tashlumin. Who adds in, if tomorrow he forgets Shachris in the morning, he does Mincha like normal, after Mincha he says Ashrei, and then he does another tashlumin. So the Mishnah in that case there, you're well past your waiting time. You've got no problem in such a case. You're well past the waiting time of Dal Namas. So that's not relevant, says the Mishnah. It's not relevant to that case over there. The Shomla Yema, where is it relevant to, he says, and Mariv, that someone missed out Mincha, he davened Mariv twice, there, for some reason, you don't have to say anything in between. Shom, you don't have to say Asher. So someone missed out Mincha today, and he realized later tonight, so he davened Mariv twice. That, Shwin Esra, the second one can be said straight up before everyone. But, says the Mishmaru, you have to wait a few seconds. The before Shem Seri, the ass, when we say Yirotzai at the end of Dumbling, we say Yirotzai when Hashem came to the by the way, it's a Mikdash, that's already called a Hefsek. So it's not really so relevant. I'll tell you where it can be relevant to sometimes. I mean, it shouldn't happen this, but it can happen. Sometimes the cousin's standing for the Omid, and he can hear people very nervous, he's not finished yet. So the chazan is done for the omelet, he's finished his private shmur esra, but he can hear behind him the people are rushing, no, 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 what's up, the chazan shots. So he does quickly go to shalom when he's finished, and he starts straight away shmur esra, that's wrong. He should wait, you should never have...
Not
tashrobit. I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. It's not done tashrobit. Every time I say two shmur esras, whenever a person has done two shmur esras, it's important to know, he should not rush straight away. So, it's a pressure sometimes. It's a pressure sometimes.
You said the Oysa
Shalom counts as a Mitzvah. Not Oysa Shalom, the Yerotza afterwards. Shibana makes a Mitzvah. That counts. Oysa Shalom doesn't count. So it's not very long. It's a few seconds you're taking about. I'm just saying, I've had it before, but it's a huge lachat sometimes. You can hear the people at the back, you know, it's taking so long. You can hear it's taking too long. And the Meister, the cousin, so he finishes his rest, he's filled up the lachat, and straight away he starts the next one. The Meister, that's wrong, he should not be doing that. He should wait, not wait, a few seconds. And then he can start the second rest. That is halacha number one. Number two, let's start from the beginning. Now, someone forgot Mincha on Erev Shabbos. Okay, I said, Baruch Hashem, it doesn't happen often in these scenarios, but it can happen. It's true, Baruch Hashem, it doesn't happen often. I'm saying, Baruch Hashem, most people think to themselves, when was the last time this happened to me? And Baruch Hashem, it's not common. But it can happen. So let's say someone forgot Mincha on Erev Shabbos. Okay, I don't know how it happened, but the Maaseh forgot. It comes to, he's finished, he's done his Maariv in the middle, let's say, in the middle of Maariv, whatever it is. After Maariv, he realizes he's not said Mincha. So now, let's get a sitter here. He has done it twice. What does he daven? What tefillin does he daven? So it's posh that he davened the Shabbos one first. Mariv, the first one, that's always the halacha in Hilchos Tashlumin. The first Shmoneh Esrei you do is the natural one, the one that's meant to be now. So the first Shmoneh Esrei obviously davened is Mariv. So that is, what is it? Yes, what did you say? Atik Ilashno, what did you say? Atik Ilashno. So you say Atik Ilashno, yeah? That's the first Shmoneh Esrei you do for Mariv. Now when you finish Mariv, the Shemurah says over here, Kuches, Sivtes, this halacha, very interesting halacha this actually. Someone said, Torbele Hispano Mincha Erev Shabbos, Mispano Arvishtayim Shel Shabbos. So the ideal is to daven twice the Shabbos daven. That is Pashtus, Atik Yudashto, twice. Yeah? Very Pashtus. Atik Yudashto twice. Shel Shabbos, Harishayim Arvishtayim Tashlumin. It says in the Mishnah over here, even though it's coming to compensate for the weakness from Esra, in Torah, you made a mistake. This person made a mistake. We meant to have him twice mad in Shmoneh Esra. Of Atik Yudashto. Torah, he made the mistake. He got it wrong. He thought, you know what, I'm making up for Mincha, I missed out. I'm in Shmoneh Esra, makes a lot of sense. I'm done with Mincha Shmoneh Esra. Fair enough. Makes sense. He hasn't done it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tor, the Hispalo, Hashni Shachor, Potter, Mid Hispalo. He's Potter from Dabney a third time. But the Emmet, that's when Esther counts. Potter, Mid Hispalo. Now, he's Mamish, was quite interesting what he did. In Hitim Mazer Shalchol the Shabbos, what happens if the person gets up to the Haperi Sukkah Shalom HaMitzvah, wherever it is, and the Brach, he says, you know what, I'm not done with Mincha yet. Let's do the Mincha Shalom Esau first. Mincha Shalom Esau first, and then Mariv. Because that's really, so this person did over here, he doubled the Chol one for Shabbos, on Shabbos. That's no good. Because that's showing actually the tashlumin is meant to be good. That's a serious problem. You could never ever do the tashlumin for the main one. You daven the weekday Shmoneh Esra first, you're showing us that you really want to do the tashlumin first. Which is not good. So Mr. Moses says that is no good. in hikdim rachel chayol, the shashav lo yotzal kura amashar nikashit rachel shlomim. Now he says, ach, in a dayin hayim gotl, like us, let's say it's still early in the day, I mean, he's davening the plug of mincha. So he davened mariv after plug. Right, well, not many people do Friday night. Ela, shakim shas mitmashir, and kam shas mitmashir, a borchu, he's not davening yet mincha, so he's got to daven mariv twice. So, as he said, you should daven really twice on Shabbos. First one for mariv, second one for mincha. But the emet, if he davened the first one for mincha, even a weekday one, you just repeat everything. It's the light, it's still daytime. So generally speaking, you'd be surprised what mistakes people make. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. So this person, he's done this, somebody have asked the question, how can it be you're doubling a weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos and a Yitzhak? The answer is, if you had a tashlumin to make up for Mincha, and you did it while the day was still young, still light outside, you got it wrong, and your first one Esther was, well, the first or second, say, my son, the first one Esther was for Mincha, but he ever did something. Shachol.
What second
is second one's Mar, it was normal Shachol. Second one?
No. So,
ideally, you should
dump. If you dump the week, it's the second one Esther of the week, then it's Yosef. Yeah. Does he have to wait now with the second?
No, that's a good question. I don't think so. No, they can dump that straight away. I don't even think for Tashlumin you must have to get a minion, actually. You don't have to get a minion for Tashlumin. Very interesting what he's doing, this guy. You don't have to dump with a minion. The second Shmoneh Esrei you've done does not have to be with a minion. It could be his idea. It could be the Chatchil. It's better to get a minion. But if you don't.
Yeah, but normally, if the guy comes on Friday,
not normally.
No,
what are you asking? He's not worried about plaque. What are you asking?
No, you said it was after
plaque. Yeah, he's got your mind. He must be after plaque.
Yeah, but he used the
minister. I know, it's not ideal, but yeah, but it works. It's time to suss it, but it still works. Now, I must tell you, Achilles, you're all sitting down. I must tell you, Achilles, actually, what he says over here. There's a chiddush. Why was it someone didn't have a mariv on a Friday night? For some reason, he didn't feel up to it, he didn't have a mariv. Is there any way he could be yotze mariv from the chazan?
Is Rashi?
Where was she?
The chazan is quiet.
Which one? Says the Torah, the Torah brings down from someone. Some to show and hold that a yochid who did not have a mariv can be yotze by hearing Birchus Ve'en Sheva from a shas. Who are doing for Tashlumin? That will also work. This shitter holds that you could be yotze your Shmoneh Esrei with what's called Moganovis. That means the whole thing now. That means the whole thing. You have to start from the beginning. Baruch Atah Hashem. Elokei Melech Ha'olam. Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak. All the way through to Makadosh Shabbos. There's one shitter in Shulchan Aruch in the Torah. Lemaisa, that shitter is pushed off, and we do not follow it. But there is such a shitter. I've seen once someone do this. Actually, I've come into the case now. It was a case actually where, very briefly, I've come to this. Very easy. He missed out. Yeah, he sent a weekday Shmoneh. It was Rishchodesh on Friday, and he davened Shmoneh Esrei without saying Yalav Yomer, and he only realized after Maariv. So, big question: what you do here? So anyway, to get around this problem, he went up to Chazan, he said, do me a favor, have me in mind when you say, because obviously we wrote to me. It's not ideal at all, but it could be, it helps actually, that Mr. Brewer actually brings this here, he doesn't like this, Mr. Brewer does not like this, says that Mr. Brewer, I don't know where it is. Oh, yeah, I can't find him. Oh, I got quite a story. I can't remember. I didn't write down a Mara Mocha properly. Kuf Chess, they've got him. No, I must tell you, it's interesting. I can't find the Mariv Mokim here. I wrote it down wrong. But the Mishnah Berurah says is that since Mariv is not a Shechiv, so therefore we're much more lenient and we allow you to be Yotze much easier. The Mice, yeah. See, here's where you're moving. What? Yeah, it's true. Hold it, one minute. It's very good. What's saying at the time, yeah? So the Mishnah, I can't find this Mishnah. I didn't write this down clearly. Oh, Reish Samachesi, we can say it is. Oh, that's why it's not here, it's in the other one. Reish Samachesi, very interesting halacha this actually. Reish Samachesi, Gimel. The Torah pushes away this shit, he doesn't like it. Reish Samachesi, Gimel, let's just find it here. You hear Moshi? Im hispal shocholis kishor Shabbos or hispal klal. Someone didn't daven on erev Shabbos. The shomam ishatz bechas be'en sheva me'roi shvat soif. Says the machab yotza. The machab shit is a yotza. So that the Mishnah Berurah explains. Mishum the tefillas arv the shos makhalina bar. We're lenient. So we allow someone to hear the shatz saying the Shemoneh Esrei, the Bichas Ben Sheva, and that is good. Says the Mishnah, he's not happy with it at all. But that's what he says. If you do rely on this, as he says, you should say with the Chazon, Mila me Mila, word for word, Mintchela Sabroch Ad Soif Baruch Ato Hashem Echad Shabbos. Interesting. You say it together with him. The Inkavah Omar Shriyatzi, but obviously, the Chazon's already started. Then it doesn't help, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. You have to start. So what's happening is, we're talking about a case of here, someone missed that mincha. He did not have mincha on Erev Shabbos. And now it comes to after Mariv, he realizes he's got done mincha. So the question is, can he be yotza with the Baal Tefillah Bechas Be'en Sheva? So the Shulchan Aruch says you can. Again, someone, his Baal Shulchan Aruch, his Kishon Shabbos, that means one story is you've done a Mariv weekday, you didn't done the Shabbos one. Oy, Shloim Spal Klau, Shom Etzvilah Brochem Ein Sheva. You heard the Ein Sheva. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in Kavam, Gam Nochad Adova. He says it's really it's correct. She Ein Niska Koyz Shom Hashatz the Brocha. Now Lo Yisbach says it's correct not to rely on this. You should not rely on this. You should rather daven yourself. It's just interesting.
Not the Ein Sheva properly.
Yeah, Prophet Shemoneh Esrei. You should daven the Shemoneh Esrei yourself rather than rely on its memorization. Even though the Machabah says you're allowed to do it, it looks like, yeah? Machabah says you can do it, yeah?
What do you mean that he follows? Shouldn't he be davening at the same time for Mariv and the Shedat Tzibur? Does everyone daven his own?
No. On Mariv, my friend. Well, Mariv, on Mariv on Friday night, yeah? Everyone davens Mariv quietly. With the Chazan, everyone davens quietly. Afterwards, the Chazan says loud, first we say Vayichulu, and after Vayichulu, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, the Chazan himself only, says Baruch Atah Hashem, and he says, okay, I'm wrong, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov, Mokin Ovaris, and Elokeinu. That's called Ben Sheva. It's called Ben Sheva. The Mokin Ovaris say a few things. It's called Ben Sheva. So now, the question is, can you be Yotze with that Baruch? Yeah, it's a Chiddush actually, isn't it?
Does have to know about it?
That's a good question. What's a good question? Does the Chazan have to have in mind if he motes you?
Because mashma for him from Mishmur is not.
Yeah, it's true.
Is it better not to have his own Mishmur?
If he has to, well,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, you said before, that's something we took to the Chazan.
Yeah, I saw someone once doing it, actually.
So he has to have his own.
Yeah, he went out, yeah, I saw someone actually doing up to Hazmat, to Hazmat. I don't know if you, why, yeah, it's interesting. So he's though, obviously, I remember the story very well, actually, it's very interesting. He went up to Hazmat to ask him. But generally speaking, it's not often to me. It's not a thing that we like to look at, as it helps, yeah? So one shouldn't do that. If someone forgot Mariv on Shabbos, he davened Shachris twice. Lechatchila, straight after Shachris. That means not after Kriyas HaTorah and not after Musaf, but straight after Shachris Shemoneh when you finish, you should do your second Shemoneh to make up for Mariv the night before. What do you daven? Again, here, most poskim say you daven twice Yisbach Moshe. Other poskim say, the first one is Yisrach Moshe, but the second one you could say Atta Kedashto. For the Friday night one.
Wow.
Because you can mix the Shabbos dummies around. But the Maestro, the general meaning is not like this. The general meaning is that you say exactly the same sphere that you said first, you say the second. Same thing, same Shabbos. Yeah.
Not the Shabbos.
Not sure we haven't done yet. That's not a Shabbos. I'm just saying, this is what comes out of Shabbos though. Okay, everybody, sorry to stop there.
Never happened. Never happened. Never happened. Never happened.